Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And just reminding you, if you have something to contribute, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening. We might air it one day right here on The Good Stuff. Include the author if you know the name. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area. North Central Nebraska has a lot to offer. Lots of wide open spaces. If you just need some space to breathe and check things out, we can accommodate that. Over 300 motel rooms, lots of Airbnbs, and lots of camping spots around the area. So when you're sitting there this winter in a snowstorm and you're planning your next vacation, why not check out visitvalentine.com? And we'll see you around the Heart City.
And guess what's going on soon? The inductees are going to be recognized during CattleCon 2026 for the Cattle Feeders Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to be in there.
You probably wonder why I know that.
You were probably looking at Tri-State Livestock Homes.
You're right. I was. So isn't there Comic-Con? That's what everybody talks about going. There's a cattle con. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Cattle Feeders Hall of Fame inductees to be recognized during the Cattle Con of 2026. I'm pretty sure if you go to Tri-State Livestock News, you're going to get the details on that, and you're going to find out what you can do to get your tickets ordered today. I'll tell you how to get Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com, go there, and you can subscribe. It's just as easy as a few clicks.
He said he was a bronc-busting son of a gun when he walked to the corral, hat shading the sun. He sort of come out of nowhere a while back. No one knew this fella name of Jack. The part Mustang in the pen was near 16 hands, unusual for the horses that came from the band of wild ones up north of the place. Some of the boys had tried him, but couldn't keep pace. With this ornery critter that just didn't want to be ridden, you shouldn't blame the horse come from a place where he'd been hidden from storms, big cats, and such. Always free, nope, sure couldn't blame him much. For throwing the boys that climbed up on his back, he'd twist and he'd turn, he'd put them all smack in the mud or the dirt, and while doing it, ruining many a new clean shirt. It's like he was always thinking and coming up with a scheme to put the next rider on the seat of his jeans, and there was a time or two, which made little sense, when he dumped a cowpoke right over the fence. Well now, Jack, he says to the boys, this old horse may make a lot of noise, but he's only got 4 feet, like all of the rest. Think I'll just put this one to the test. The boys saddle him up. He don't even twitch. Halter in place, Jack grabs the rope and a switch. Horse doesn't move. He's been here before. And then of a sudden, his feet, all four, jump straight for the sky. Jack's grabbing leather. He sunfishes, and the cowpoke wonders whether or not he'll last on this ride as the fence cracks and breaks. And he's on the ground, watching the dust in the wake from the bronc that he finally couldn't break. Don't know the author on that. I'm not even sure where it come from, but thought we'd talk a little bit about bronc busting here on the Good Stuff program.
Indeed, good. How about a blonde joke?
All right.
No, it's not a blonde joke. We're going to talk. This is very serious.
Okay.
All right. One night, a blonde nun was praying in her room when God appeared before her. My daughter, you have pleased me greatly. Your heart is full of love for your fellow creatures, and your actions and prayers are always for the benefit of others. I have come to you not only to thank and commend you, but to grant you anything you wish, said God. Dear Heavenly Father, I am perfectly happy. I am doing what I love. I lack for nothing material since the church supports me. I am content in all ways, says the nun. There must be something you would have of me. Well, there is one thing, she said. Just name it, said God. It's those blonde jokes. They are so demeaning to blondes everywhere, not just to me. I would like for blonde jokes to stop. Consider it done, said God. Blonde jokes shall be stricken from the minds of humans everywhere, but surely there is something that I could do just for you. Well, there is one thing, but it's really small and probably not worth your time. Name it, please, said God. It's the M&Ms, said the nun. They're so hard to peel.
Oh, no. I don't think God works that way. God does not work that way. All right, folks. If you have something to send other than M&M jokes, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.